Welcome to the official podcast of the promotional products industry. Top secrets of promotional product sales. Now, David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. While some of you have been listening to my private podcasts for many months now, this is actually a bit of a relaunch for us, as we'll now be putting out regular podcasts to the entire industry on the subject of how to increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your promotional products business. If this is your first time with us, welcome. Please be sure to check out some of our back issues, including my interview with the amazing Kreskin, the overview and excerpts from Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers, our top 15 countdown of what's most important to promotional products clients, and some great success stories about a number of industry professionals who are accomplishing some great things in their businesses. Speaking of accomplishing great things, Top Secrets Inner Circle member Linda Kitlitz made the front page of the San Francisco Examiner on Friday. Way to go, Linda. The headline below her picture said, San Francisco's Supplier of Promotions. How's that for positioning? Front page of a major newspaper, and it sounds like she's the only game in town. Very nice. Inside the business section was a profile citing just a few of Linda's successful promotions, including one for the mayor of San Francisco. The headline inside read, A One-Stop Show for Promotion. Once again, that's the cover of the October 14th issue of the San Francisco Examiner. Check it out. And way to go, Linda. Nicely done. Also, ASI announced the initial results of their distributor's Extreme Makeover contest. As most of you know, I've been consulting with the three finalists, and during just the first month of the contest, one of the contestants' year-over-year sales for August increased 100.21%. A second contestant increased 392.55% for the same period. The third contestant increased sales by 529.93%. To be fair, vacation schedules and seasonal fluctuations often produce unusual results during the month of August, so a poor August last year and a decent August this year would translate into a larger percentage increase. But even when compared to their average months, the gains for each of these companies is still really impressive. And for the most part, it has to do with changes they're making in the way they do business. So what are they doing to achieve results like that? I'll let you hear it in their own words when I talk to them about that very subject in future podcasts. In the meantime, the tough question for you is, what are you doing differently and better in your business this year to create significantly better results in your business? If you need some help in that regard, please be sure to visit our website or give us a call. We'd be happy to help you out. Now, the email that I sent out last week entitled, The Quickest Way to Kill a Promotional Product Sale, that stirred up the pot a bit. So let's go to the Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales mailbag.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Top Secrets Inner Circle member Paul Yonke wrote, David, just a little feedback for you. You said you like feedback, right? Yeah, I guess I did say that at one point. I have my salespeople subscribe to your weekly e-zine, and I just got a message from one of my sales reps who said that you just contradicted what I have said about making three sales. I have also said, most recently yesterday during my sales meeting, that three sales need to be made. You must sell yourself as a trusted advisor, sell clients as to why doing business with ABC Company would be a great choice, and lastly, the actual product must also more than meet their needs. It's literally absurd for anyone to insinuate or directly say that a slick presentation must be done for all three of these sales. These sales happen indirectly through purposeful planning, great questions, and great recommendations. These sales are the result of being a true sales professional, and one does not portray this by focusing on yourself, but rather on the client. David, I think you and I are on the same page, but I had to reread this a few times, interpret, to come to that conclusion. The beginning of your message was somewhat confusing. Anyway, I do enjoy these e-zines and your program, but thought I'd give you my two cents on how this message is being interpreted. Well, first off, Paul, please let your sales team know that it's not you or your approach that I was referring to in the email. I agree that selling yourself, your company, and your product line are, as you said, the result of being a true sales professional, and one does not portray this by focusing on yourself, but rather on the client. My message was designed to point out the problems associated with those who literally attempt to sell themselves, their companies, and their product lines first, before determining the needs, wants, or desires of the prospect or client. Ultimately, my client doesn't care about the awards I've won or the other things I've done, except to the extent that it benefits them. So the only way that we can really be as successful as possible in our sales presentations is to find out first what they're looking to accomplish and then gear our presentations to deliver that to them. I hope this clarifies my position on that. When we check all that I, me, my stuff at the door, it does more than anything else to build rapport, trust, and relationship, and it does it better than the slickest sales presentation in the world. Thanks for your note, Paul. Keep those cards and letters coming. And before we go, just a public thank you to Gene Geiger for encouraging me to take this step and do this podcast. While I've been producing audio content on the web for years, it was Gene who really sort of pushed, cajoled, and inspired me to get it into this type of format so that you can automatically have these messages download to your computer or iPod using iTunes or any other type of RSS software. I've included information on how to do that in the printed portion of this week's issue, and I encourage you to do so. Our entire business is geared toward helping you to increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your business. That's what it's all about. Now, right now, in addition to the makeover contestants, I'm also working with a select group of non-contestants, helping them to increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow their businesses on a guaranteed basis. If you need help doing the same, please give us a call toll-free, 1-800-494-2721, extension 120. I'd love to help you reach and exceed your own income goals and generate as many profitable sales as possible during the upcoming holiday season. Yes, it's coming, and it's coming sooner than you think, so you want to be ready. That's all for now. I'm David Blaze. Thanks for listening.
Have a question you'd like to have answered in a future podcast? Call the Top Secrets podcast line, toll free at 1-800-494-2721, extension 202, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your business guaranteed. Top Secrets of Promotional Products.